This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Some SNAP benefits will come to Wisconsinites, but it seems they'll get less than what they're used to, much later than they're used to. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
In previous government shutdowns under different administrations, the government has used emergency funding to keep SNAP afloat. But this time, the USDA chose to discontinue benefits. 42 million Americans rely on SNAP to put food on the table. Here in Wisconsin, nearly 700,000 people rely on food share. Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency, and Wisconsin joined one of two lawsuits against the Trump administration. In both those cases, judges have ordered that the government must keep SNAP going. Now, the Trump administration says they will use more than $4.5 billion in emergency funding, and that's still only funding about half of what the program usually gets. And people are expecting payments on November 1st. In court filings, USDA officials say it'll take weeks to months to process that emergency money, leaving those almost 700,000 people here in Wisconsin still in limbo. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Voters and residents have the opportunity to speak out on the proposed City of Oshkosh operations budget at a public hearing tonight at 5 p.m. at City Hall. The proposed budget book is available to view at the city's website. Following the public hearing, the city will hold a workshop to discuss a possible pedestrian bridge across Interstate 41. That project was removed from the 2026 budget. The Common Council will vote on its budget at its meeting next week. Kimberly Clark and Kenview Incorporated announced a cash and stock merger deal totaling almost $49 billion on Monday. Kimberly Clark brands include Huggies, Kleenex, and Scott. Kenview manufactures Neutrogena, Benadryl, and Tylenol products. The announcement comes on the heels of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcing there is not sufficient proof to show a link between Tylenol and autism. Kimberly Clark is now headquartered in Texas, but has strong ties to the Fox Valley, where the company established a paper mill in 1872. Kimberly Clark still operates facilities in the Fox cities, but plans to move a quarter of its production lines in Fox Crossing to Malaysia and Vietnam in January. The midterm elections in 2026 are already getting a lot of attention from Democrats and Republicans alike. The 6th congressional district is heating up. 8 Democrats have already filed papers to run, including Brad Smith of Mequon.
As I've been talking with everyone, there's been this just growing sense of dissatisfaction and a feeling of lack of representation that I was feeling and growing. And I've started to become more and more frustrated and even at risk of being apathetic like so many other people. And I started saying, okay, rather than just griping, what can you do about it? What action can we take? Because that's what we need, is people to step up and take action.
Smith outlined the platform for his campaign as 3 key issues: a fair economy, affordable health care, and education and training for everybody.
The main issues are not even partisan. They're things that people can agree across the aisle.
Affordable and accessible health care is his primary concern.
Everybody is concerned right now, I think, especially those who are on the ACA and depend on that, at what costs might be coming if we do see, people have quoted up to triple digit growth. So many retirees and people with new businesses like mine depend on. So again, making sure that people aren't worried about going bankrupt if something unforeseeable happens.
Smith is a consultant who works with public companies and startups in the digital realm. He lives in Mequon with his wife and 2 sons, ages 9 and 12. There are 7 other Democratic candidates on the primary ballot in August. On the Republican primary ballot, incumbent Glenn Grothman faces challenger Jonathan Peets. Smith kicks off his campaign tomorrow evening at 5:30 at the Inventors Brew Pub in Port Washington. Learn more about his campaign and our story at WISS.FM. $2.75 is the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Wisconsin this week, down 4.7 cents from last week. Prices are 4 cents lower than a month ago and 9.8 cents down from last year. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said ongoing refinery challenges may cause increases in the gas prices for the Great Lakes states. In Green Bay and Oshkosh, a gallon of gas will set you back $2.78. In Appleton, the average price is $2.68. Statewide recognition for the Appleton Fire Department's Division Chief of Prevention and Public Education. The Wisconsin State Fire Inspector Association named Derek Henson the 2025 Fire Inspector of the Year during its conference in October. The honor is given to a fire inspector who has demonstrated exceptional service, dedication, and innovation in fire prevention. Henson's department completed 4,400 inspections last year, and Henson is also an instructor leading the next generation of fire service professionals at Fox Valley Technical College. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A Bucks win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, a Bucks victory thanks to a jump shot at the buzzer by Giannis Antetokounmpo. 117 to 115 over the Pacers. Doc Rivers says, though, Giannis is getting fouled every night and not getting the calls.
I just think the way he gets officiated is not right. It's brutal, and hell, we can call a foul every time. Well, if you do, they'll stop fouling him. So, anyway, we won.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight in Toronto against the Raptors. College hoops, number 24th ranked Wisconsin over Campbell University, 96-64. Marquette beat Albany, 80-53. NFL. A report says Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs will now miss time with a sprained knee, and tight end Tucker Kraft out for the season with a torn ACL.
I mean, he's a hell of a player, hell of a teammate, hell of a guy. I'm bummed for him. I'm bummed for us. But now other guys are going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little breezy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.